please forgive me. I'm new to this. Do y'all stand up the whole time that I pray?
No, you have to tell us to sit down.
Okay, y'all please be seated. I'm not new to preaching the word of God, but I'm new to, you know, y'all understand. Thank you. Okay. First of all, I want to thank God for giving me the opportunity to be here. Thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for putting this message on my heart. Reverend Millie asked me, do I write a sermon down? No, I don't. I try to move the way God tells me to move, which I think is important when you've been called to preach God's word or just to bring a message of hope to God's people. Just so you guys know about me, I grew up in a Pentecostal church. My father was an elder in a Pentecostal church, Elder John R. Hayes, the late, great Elder John R. Hayes, who started the radio station WRES. I don't know how many of y'all listen to the radio still, but he was very instrumental in opening up that station, did a lot of great work here in Asheville since 1976. But as I said, I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and you know, that's where I really got my foundation for the gospel. Used to be in church for hours, like on Sunday, hours. Don't start looking at your watch. It's not going to be one of those days, okay? It's not going to happen. But my foundation for the gospel, for the word of God, it was actually revealed to me at an early age. But it was so hard for me to continue to follow because I was a young boy. I mean, how many of us been there, right? You know, you heard the gospel at a young age and, you know, you're trying to follow the word, but, you know, things don't really work out the way you want them to work out. And you're like, okay, God, what am I doing? I'm not understanding what I should be doing, right? As youngsters, but as we grow older, right, we start to understand the word. We start to understand some things. And today, this morning, the revelation was given to me. So that's why I didn't write anything down. And it just so kind of coincides with the epistles and the gospel. So the epistle that you guys read, it was 1 John 3:1-3. And it says, see what the love of the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. Who all agrees with that? It's participatory. Come on, who all agrees with that? I heard you say, yeah, good deal. Right? So we're all called children of God. And then, the gospel in Matthew, it says, blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. On God's account, on Jesus' account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. I bet y'all wonder where we're going with this, don't you? If you have been called to serve God, if you have been called and moved by the Holy Spirit to do God's work, if you have been called for the love of Jesus Christ to do what God has called all of us to do, who have been called by Jesus Christ, what is our number one thing that we're supposed to do? Say it again.
Love.
Love each other. Love those that we don't know. Love those who persecute you. Love those who you can't stand. Love those who go for the opposite football team that you go for. But the whole journey is centered around love. And it's hard to love those who persecute you, especially for the love of Jesus Christ. I want us to look at the world today. I want us to look at what's going on in the world today. And if you love Jesus Christ, then you know, or I'm sure that you've noticed, that there are so many groups out here that are defying or deliberately telling people that Jesus Christ did not exist. That the love of Jesus Christ is a made up thing. I want y'all to take that in for a minute. I want you to take that in for a minute so you can understand that there are people that you like. You want to show love. You want to show what God's love looks like. You want to show what the love of Jesus Christ looks like when we go about our everyday lives, correct? But then you get those who like, I don't want to hear that God story. I don't want to hear that stuff. I don't know, for me, when I first heard it, I was like, well, you ain't got to hear it then. I would respond or I would react the way that they reacted towards me. But the love of Jesus Christ tells us to continue to love. The love of Jesus Christ tells us we will be persecuted. Persecuted for our love of Jesus Christ, for sharing the gospel, because we've been called to bring people to the gospel. If you have been saved, you have been called to bring people to the gospel. If the love of Jesus Christ is on your heart, you've been called to go out. And remember, God's not calling the qualified. He qualifies the call. So if you've been called to do those things, then there are times that you're going to go against people who are going to revile you, who's going to persecute you, who's going to hate you for what you represent. But you won't be the first. You won't be the last. I want to go to 1 Peter real quick, if y'all don't mind. I want to go to 1 Peter, and I'm going to read from chapter 4, verses 12 through 13. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. So when you start getting cussed out for your beliefs, when you start getting stuff thrown at you for your belief, for your love of Jesus Christ, when you go to do something good and somebody just share the love of Jesus Christ with you and they spit at you or spit on you or swing at you or actually hit you, don't think it's strange. Don't think it's strange, because there were those before you that went through things worse. There are people around the world right now who are going through things worse. See, when Peter wrote this, this was during the time where they were burning Christians to light their gardens. They would tar the Christians, they would light them on fire, and they would set them in the garden so at nighttime they can see everything grow. They hated Christians. They hated those who believed in the love of Jesus Christ and tried to show the same love. How about this going on in our world right now as we speak? Verse 13. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. I told y'all I wouldn't be long, but I got to tell y'all this story. Because most of us think, like, you know, biblically, you know, the characters in the Bible, we really can't kind of picture the suffering of Peter and the rest of the crew. We can't really picture that happening because we weren't there. I want everybody to think about this for a minute, because I'm sure everybody here can think about one person who suffered, but the love of Jesus Christ still shown in their actions and still showed in how they presented themselves. By show of hands, how many people can remember somebody? I want to keep it, I want to bring it to reality for you, all right? I spoke about my father today, this morning, in the morning meeting. And he's been on my heart really heavy, and I didn't know why. This morning I woke up with him on my heart, and I'm, you know, preparing to come to church, and I got tears flowing, and I couldn't understand, like, why is he so much on my heart? And then I get here today, and I see the names of those who have passed, the names of ancestors who are still relevant to us, who are still amongst the living. And I started thinking about my father. My father moved to Asheville in 1976. And he started the Hillcrest High Stepping Majorette and Drum Corps, Hillcrest Enrichment Program. If you ever was at the Christmas Parade from, I think the last time we put on the Christmas Parade was probably 8 to 9 years ago. But from 76 to 8 to 9 years ago, we were like the stars of the Christmas Parade. Somebody said yes, so y'all remember. That's what I like. So it was so good. We were so good that they put us behind Santa Claus 1 year. And then they got mad because Santa Claus couldn't give candy because everybody was sitting around us. Then they put us in front of the Christmas parade the next year, and everybody followed us, so there wasn't a lot of people to see the Christmas parade. But that was the, and that was a joy in my father as he led this charge. Now, he started that, and he also worked at a radio station called WBMU FM Asheville, right? So a few years after he got here, WBMU closed, and that was the end of like local black radio in Asheville for like 20 years. What a lot of people don't know is that for 20 years, my father worked hard to get a radio station back running in Asheville. A radio station that was the foundation of the radio station was the gospel. The foundation of the radio station was the love of Jesus Christ. The foundation of the radio station was so that communities would hear about the love of Jesus Christ and he could spread the gospel through the radio station. 20 plus years he toiled. 20 plus years I used to see my father come home crying. I used to hear people tell my father he couldn't do it. I used to watch doors slam in my father's face. I used to hear people tell my father, man, you are crazy to think you're going to open that radio station back up again. Think you're going to have another radio station here? He went through so much pain. Now, in the midst of going through, you know, the trials and tribulations from people, my father had 3 strokes, 3 heart attacks. My father was in constant pain. Father, gout, blood pressure continuously high, pain. He would have these blood pressure headaches. And I have high blood pressure. And these headaches are like just as intense as migraine headaches. They're real intense headaches. But no one ever knew these things because my father never complained. My father used to tell people the radio station has to happen because the gospel has to be spread. My father had a program called the Good Morning Gospel Program that he would put on at WBMU. So as soon as he was able to start WRES, because yes, he did get that radio station with as much pain he was going through, he started with the Good Morning Gospel Program. And he played gospel music. He read scripture. He prayed for people over the airwaves, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. No one knowing the pain he was in. No one knowing the persecution that he was going through. The same enrichment program that he started training at Hillcrest Apartments, those same people turned on him and told him to get out of Hillcrest when he had his second heart attack. You're no good to us anymore. Get out of Hillcrest. And he left Hillcrest. This was before he even started the radio station. Persecution, pain, hurt. But with a smile on his face, he continued on preaching the gospel of love. To those who persecuted him, he still loved them. And then God used him to open up that radio station. He says, beloved, think you not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing unto you, but rejoice. My father used to rejoice daily through all the pain he was going through, even until the day he passed. The day that he passed, he was still rejoicing. At his funeral, well, before his funeral, he had to pick out his casket. And, as we're going through the funeral home, looking at caskets, and you know, they have the boards up that you can pick out a scripture to put on the casket, right? And we're going through, so it's like 6-7 different scriptures up there, and we're all looking. So it's me, 3 of my brothers, my father's wife, my stepmother, Becky, and we were all looking at the boards of scriptures, right? And I think my stepmother saw it. Becky saw it first. My mama Duke, she saw it first. Then one of my brothers saw it, and then I saw it. And the scripture said, let the work that I've done speak for itself. And we were all quiet reading this scripture. And I think all of us at the same time said, yeah, that's it. That's the one. And I share this to say, there's a lot of people that are missing God's love. There's a lot of people out there that needs to see an example of God's love. There's a lot of people that will hate you, that will persecute you for showing God's love, but they need to see God's love. Because for a few years now, we've been missing God's love. We've been missing the commandment that Jesus gave us to go out and love each other as he loved us. A lot of that is missing in the world. So, you know, I want to put out a call to action. You know, my journey has been my journey. I found myself in places, in prison 5 times. I found my place in rehabs. I found myself in so many places. But in every place I found myself where it seems like I was, you know, in the pits of hell, Jesus' love showed up. I can relate it to my life, but it resonates me more in my father's life. Because when he was battling gout, when he was coming back from the heart attacks and the strokes, when he was doing all those things, he never, 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 he never lost his love for Jesus Christ. And he always let the love of Christ show. There's names up on these banners today that continue to let the love of Christ show until the very end. There's names of our ancestors that resonate in our heart that let the love of Christ show to the very end, even though the world is against us right now. We still have a job to let the love of Christ show. That is our job. That is what we are supposed to do. So my call to action is, as you leave out of here today, as you go through your day throughout the week, let the love of Christ show. Not in just your words, not in just the actions, not in just your intent. Let it show in everything that you do. And in remembrance of my father, who I love dearly, and who I've been crying about this whole morning, I just don't understand it. The pain that he went through just gives me what I need. And in remembrance of him, in remembrance of his love of Jesus Christ and the fact that he knew Jesus Christ loved him, I can continue, because we all go through things. I battle depression. I battle systems going against me because of what I stand for. I battle every day. But I thank God that I have a real life story of seeing how God showed up in someone's life, and it just happened to be my father. But I want you all to be the real life story for someone else. Let the real life story, let your real life story exude the love of Christ, so that those who don't believe can start believing. So that those we're supposed to love won't look at us and persecute us. But if they do, knowing that we found it all joy. Amen.